Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. Thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about how to pray. Okay, I know most people would say, but Chuck, all I do when I pray is I pray. Well, at its core, praying is truly just talking to God. There's no right, no wrong way to talk to God, but there are attitudes, there are habits and routines and traditions that might help guide you into a healthy prayer life with God. If I could have everybody who claims to be a follower of Jesus do this one thing to radically improve their Christian walk, it would be learn to pray without ceasing. Now, one of the most important things about praying is simply that you do it. You know, as basic as it is, praying can be strangely hard to get yourself to do. There are so many reasons for this, but for the sake of overcoming any resistance you feel toward prayer, take a minute now to speak to God. Your prayer could be, God, help me learn how to pray and talk to you. Listen, friend, even when you pray something simple, God hears you. He listens every single time. The psalmist said in Psalm 116:1, I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. So simply acknowledge the fact that there are obstacles to prayer in your life. Jot down a few notes for yourself to explain the obstacles you think are making it difficult for you to pray. For those of you that grew up in church, you've heard prayers that are always led by others. They're formulaic or pre-written, or maybe you don't know how to pray without those resources. But my friend, listen, most of those prayers are hitting the ceiling because they're there and designed to fulfill some type of need. Not the time when we come together to simply have a conversation with the creator of the universe. Prayers in our churches can be long and emotional and eloquent, but friend, listen, at the end of the day, prayer's about you and God. Sometimes you stop praying when you used to pray a lot because you felt like it wasn't, well, working, quote, end quote. Maybe something really bad happened even though you prayed it wouldn't. And the list or whatever it is that's going on sometimes can keep us from recognizing that, God, I acknowledge that these are obstacles that make prayer difficult to me, but I want to surrender them over to you. I want to leave them with you. I want to ask you to do this when it comes to your prayer. Adjust your attitude toward God himself. 1 Peter 5 and verse 6 says this, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The most important ingredient when we're talking to God in our prayers is not the words that you say, it's the heart that you say them with. Everything that matters is a matter of the heart, and nothing's more true than that than prayer. Listen, friend, everything that matters is a matter of the heart, and everything that matters to God is about your heart. He doesn't always expect you to say words in your prayer. Sometimes you just bring your heart, and there have been times where literally I've just come to God and just cried. I've come to other times where God, where I was just speechless. It's like, God, I don't even know what to say. But he knows our heart. Listen to me, friend. Think of the human relationships that matter most to you. You know, the manner in which you speak and your heart and saying it have a greater impact than using the right formulas to say when you're saying things to them. This is even more true with God, our creator, because he understands our heart more than the people that we love most. And he understands our motivations better than any human could. He knows our heart. And so that's why he longs for us to come to him in humility, but he also invites us to come with persistence. Jesus told the story of a widow who needed justice. The judge in her town was generally unkind, and he didn't jump at the chance to help. The story goes on that persisting in prayer demonstrates belief in God's character and power. It might seem illogical to keep asking when you're not getting what we think are human results, but you know you're talking to the one person who can do something about every one of your situations. God was saying, I have both the power and the desire to help you, so keep coming to me. Friend, when we come to him in the attitude of humility, we're coming to him with the recognition that God have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. Well, friend, when we come that way, I promise you, God hears us. Acknowledge that you cannot pray well enough to impress or persuade Almighty God, and come to Him like a little kid. And when you do, listen, He'll receive you and love you, and He'll answer you. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 a.m. podcast with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.